Hey, good morning, Colonel Deming here.
Colonel, how you doing, sir?
Good, how you doing, Tim?
Very, very good. There's certain jobs where you can't social distance. What kind of challenges does that provide in running Canada's largest base?
You know, the social distancing is obviously, as you know, that's one of the most important measures that we can employ to make sure that we're trying to flatten the curve and limit the spread of COVID-19. So that's something that we've took very serious here, Tim. Is we've looked at how we adopt some of our procedures and just our normal way of doing business to really try and reinforce that 2-meter social distancing. And there's a whole bunch of other things, mitigating strategies that we put into place to be able to do our part, if you will, to defend Canada and protect Canadians. You know, other things that we've done is the whole self-isolation. So anytime we have folks that aren't required here on the base doing a core or essential task, they're at home self-isolating. This includes air crew that have been flying. So we're really reinforcing all the recommendations and the guidelines that have been put out by the public health professionals to ensure that we're doing our part. But to go back to your original question there about, you know, what do we do when we have those folks that must work in that 2-meter bubble? One of the big things that that we've put into place here, Tim, is first of all, to actually, again, limit that time frame when those folks actually have to be within that 2 meters. But then again, those that can't, we've actually made sure that they have the right equipment to be able to do their job for the time that they need to be in that 2-meter bubble.
There must have been a bit of a spike in the number of people that were needed when you have the people in quarantine from whether it be the cruise ship or from around the world. What kind of challenges did having hundreds of people in quarantine prove to be at the base?
One of the things that we did right from the onset when we knew about that, Tim, and so we'll call that Op Globe because that was the name of the operation to be able to support the whole government approach of repatriating Canadians. So we were very fortunate to have extra folks, extra military personnel, as well as all of our other government departments show up on this base and non-government organizations like the Canadian Red Cross to show up and be able to help us out and help the wing deal with the situation and actually help those leading the whole of government approach to get through this this period. Obviously, it was a little bit longer than first expected. I don't think that the Public Health Agency of Canada expected that they were going to be here as long as they were, nor did the Canadian Red Cross. But I have to tell you, they did an absolutely amazing job and just enabled the Canadian Armed Forces and specifically those folks who were either permanently stationed here in Trenton or were on loan to us during that operation to be able to do our job, but also for us to keep a clear distinction between Operation Globe and the repatriation of Canadians to what our normal business here is at 8 Wing. And as you know, that's flying those missions around the world, across Canada, doing search and rescue operations, maintaining a NORAD posture, and overall being ready to answer whatever call the Canadian Armed Forces, but also the government of Canada and Canadians like yourself ask us to be able to do.
Before this pandemic, can you give us an idea of the number of staff that could be on in any given day and then the number of people that would be deemed essential? I presume you guys have far more essential service members than the general public would.
Yeah, so I would say before the pandemic, if we look at CFB Trenton as a whole and on this base, and this includes all of our lodger units, some of the Army units that are on base, we were operating at approximately 4,800 members, give or take, on a daily basis. That's what our strength is on this base. And I can tell you right now, Tim, that we're operating at about a 20 to 25%. It fluctuates on a daily basis, but anywhere between 20 and 25%. So as you can see, that's one of our other mitigating measures that we've put into place to be able to protect our people and maintain our core capability here is to only have those folks that are absolutely required on a daily basis to be here doing core and essential missions. We've also turned around and been able to enable, through the wonderful technology that we have in the world right now, a good portion of our folks to be able to conduct their business from home. And I think this is key for everyone in these communities to understand, is that the base has not stood down. We still have those operations that I talked about that must go on, and we still have that that core flying that has to happen on a daily basis to ensure that our air crew are proficient to be able to answer whatever call may come from the government of Canada, and also to enable us to defend Canada and protect our Canadian members.
We did a story in regards to a project that might be coming by the end of October, the aeromedical biocontainment evacuation system that's being proposed to come to the base. And if you can explain a little bit of what that is going to afford 8-Wing and the ability to work coast to coast.
So from an 8-Wing perspective, what I can tell you, Tim, is that's going to afford us to be able to further open the aperture on the spectrum of operations that we can do on behalf of the government of Canada, and to be able to support whatever they ask us to do in both presently and in the future. So I think if any capability that the government of Canada wants to invest in that will help us protect Canadians and to be able to answer those calls, I'm all supportive of. As far as what it's going to do for Trenton and 8-Wing itself, yeah, at this time, I can't speak to that, Tim, because I don't know very much about the system itself. I know that it's in the very early stages of being assessed and analyzed by higher headquarters before they actually go into a procurement piece.
Have you ever gone through something like this in your career?
So I've never been through something of this magnitude where we're dealing with a pandemic, not at all. However, I can tell you that the professionalism and the dedication of the members on this wing here at 8-Wing and CFB Trenton continues to make me so proud to put this uniform on every day, and it really humbles me in having the opportunity to be the commander of 8-Wing Trenton. It's while it's something that is new for, I would say, 99% of the Canadians, we continue to adapt and evolve based on the information that comes in. And again, I'll go back to the amazing work that the public health officials are doing and all of these subject matter experts when it comes to the evolving of this this pandemic and how we best approach it as Canadians to hopefully see the other side in the relatively near future. If I may, Tim, I'd like to do a special shout-out and a thank you to all the community folks that have been involved in this right from the beginning when we here at 8-Wing had the opportunity to provide that repatriation for our fellow Canadians and be able to bring them back from some of the dire circumstances that they were in, provide them a private and secure place where they could be looked after. And I have to tell you, Tim, the outstanding leadership of our local mayors and the support that they've given the wing has been phenomenal. And the doctors and nurses and first responders that are out there doing their job on a daily basis, I tell you, they're making a significant difference in our community, and they're making it so that all of the members of 8-Wing Trenton can continue to come to do their core and essential tasks on a daily basis.
Last question. Are we a stronger military having gone through something like this that may be considered a bit of a learning lesson for all of humanity?
Yeah, I believe so, Tim. Anytime that you can go through an experience, a challenging experience, and if you take those appropriate lessons learned and you actually put them into action and you continue to evolve as an organization, I think you'll definitely become stronger. And I think we're seeing that not only in the Canadian Armed Forces, specifically what I can talk to is 8-Wing Trenton here, but I think we're seeing that across to Canada. And I think as we get through to the other side of this, we're going to be a much stronger population, and I think there's some great work being done all around. And the positivity that I see from some of our normal citizens, some of our community members, our neighbors, our friends, that continually look after each other and help one another, that's what makes us happy to be doing what we're doing, Tim.
Sincere thanks, Colonel Deming. All the best.
Okay, you have a great day.
You too, sir. Bye-bye.